Now, I have always been an incredibly private person. It's not that I've got any deep, dark secrets. I mean, I do come from Auckland, but that's not too deep, dark. And I'm not, you know, have a string of criminal convictions or do drugs or hang out with dodgy people. I'm married. I've got three children. I did marry a woman, so that kind of puts me slightly outside the frame. But generally speaking, I'm kind of a mainstream kind of girl. But I like to keep my private and my professional life really, really separate. And that was helped probably because I spent most of my professional life in Wellington working for Helen Clark. As you can imagine, most people are much more interested in her private life than mine, with the exclusion probably of John Tamihere, but that's a whole different story. And none of us want to go there, trust me. So anyway, so I've always wanted to keep those two lives separate. And in 2008, as much as both George and I loved our corporate roles and our lifestyle in Wellington, we loved our children more. And we decided, like many before and after us, that we would move to this piece of paradise, the top of the South Island and in the Nelson region. And so the search began for a place that we could start to call our home. I was looking for a small, you know, 6-8 acre block. Georgia had her sights on a 100-acre block. And as so has been the history of our 16-year relationship, Georgia got the 100-acre block because I fell in love with a nice 1910s cottage. It's beautiful, it's white, it's got the filigree around, it's got the veranda the whole way around, it's fantastic. She fell in love with the 100 acres. And we both fell in love with the views out to the Kaharangi National Park and to Mount Arthur. And so we made the decision that we would move. Having bought 100 acres, you kind of go, so what do we do with 100 acres? We're not from farming stock. We have no horticultural or agricultural kind of background. But I know that this is kind of a big piece of dirt, right? You've got to do something with it. So fortunately for us, George's uncle had been moved on, shall we say, politely, from land down south where he was growing peonies. So he was looking for a home for peonies. Beautiful flower. We didn't really know much about peonies other than the fact they were a beautiful flower. So we decided that that would be probably quite a good fit. And it turns out that the Dovedale Valley is the perfect environment to grow peonies because it's cold in winter and it's hot in summer. So 8,000 tubers go in the ground. There's a bit of work involved in that. Fortunately, I didn't have to do too much of that, so that was fine. I was still in Wellington. And we decided that when the peonies were actually making a return, which would be in about 4 years' time, we would move here and make this our home. Unbeknownst to me, Georgia was back researching, just like she'd found the 100-acre property. And so she found me a job. That's just what wives do, apparently. They find you jobs. So she found me this job as the CEO of the Nelson Tasman Chamber of Commerce. Now, bear in mind, I'm quite happy. I've kept my personal life quite separate from my professional life. But I have an inkling that in Nelson, maybe that's going to be kind of a little bit more tricky. And so I apply for the job and I get the job, which is fantastic. And we're just doing the final deal around the employment contract. And so the contract comes to me. So the contract is very long, and one of the clauses it has about bereavement leave and sick leave. And this I would be eligible to take for my husband. And I thought, so somehow in the pre-employment checks, we've kind of had a disconnect here. And in the interview process, perhaps, you know, there's been a lack of clarity. So I go, I think perhaps it would be good to change this to civil union partner. The email comes back, well, it's very Wellington PC of you, but if you must kind of thing, okay, we can do that. And I kind of thought, maybe they're not quite getting it. I have to be a bit more kind of direct. So I said, that way, you know, my partner, Georgia, will be covered. And the email comes back, don't you mean George? And so I'm thinking, you know how there's that kind of awkwardness in emails? You can kind of get, you can feel that awkwardness. So I go back and say, no, it is Georgia, and she's a she. So anyway, they gave me the job, so that was good. So we flew down here, we made a life for ourselves, and it had been an amazing environment to be a part of. The business community was incredibly welcoming, and I managed for the most part to keep my private life very separate from my professional life. And 8 years has gone by, and during that time, we managed to develop our peony business, Dove River Peonies. And Georgia, ever the researcher, found out that there's actually amazing healing properties in the peony root. So we thought we were growing a fantastic flower, but actually, as it turns out, we have an amazing resource which will help people who have got skin irritations. And our children have got eczema. And so when we're sitting there and we're watching the children kind of go like this, scratch, 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 itch, 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 and we're looking out at the paddock and we're going, wow, the answer could actually be in this patch of peonies. And so the amazing journey began for us in the business of developing up a range of skincare and soaps with Global Soap and skincare range with Aleron here in Nelson. that actually have proved to be very effective for people with skin irritations. So this is all developing up nicely. Meanwhile, I'm still running the Chamber of Commerce and really, really loving that. George is developing up this fantastic business, and the two things are kind of separate. And then Country Calendar comes knocking. You know, it's a fantastic, iconic New Zealand program. Only Joe, I think, doesn't know about it. But anyway, it's a fantastic, iconic New Zealand program. And what they do is they kind of email you and they say, I'm a researcher, you know, involved in Country Calendar, and would you be interested in having a chat? So you kind of go, yeah, we're interested in having a chat. I'm quite good at this email thing. I'm going to direct clear. Yes, I would like to chat. And so then they come back. We'll send a team down and we'll kind of have a wee chat with you. So that's great. So we do this email chat and then they come down physically and they have a look. And little do I know that it's actually a selection criteria, right? So you're either in or you're out. And so fortunately for us, Country Calendar came down. They liked what they saw and they said, yes, we'd like to have you on our show. And I was like buzzing. I was thinking, this is fantastic. And Georgia, whoever the sane one in the relationship, goes, you know that this means that the artificial separation you have between your personal life and your business life has got to go. You will have to be three-dimensional. Are you sure about that? She, the whole thing about Country Calendar is they come and they're part of your life. They spent 10 days with us over two whole seasons and they want to tell the story. And man, they tell a fantastic story. I give them credit for that. So that was our crossroads moment where we had to kind of, as a family, and me particularly, had to make a decision that we would be authentic. We would be real. We would open up our lives and open up our family and open up our business and be who we were. And it has been fantastic for us. I have to say, Country Calendar has changed our lives immeasurably. And for those of you who watch the show, you will know more about my story than I do because they tell it in an amazing way. But the incredible thing for us has been it has been an incredible journey and we have never looked back. And I need not have worried because only 2 weeks ago, an elderly woman from Fielding rang and she got Georgia on the phone. And she said, are you one of the women from Country Calendar? And Joe said, yes, I was the one on the tractor. Fantastic, loved it. Loved the show, absolutely loved the show. Oh, that's really, really great. But I've got one question for you. You girls were working really, really hard. But what were your husbands doing? So Georgia, ever calm, goes, no, we don't have husbands. We're a family. And this woman goes, oh. Well, anyway, about my itch, do you think your cream would help? We hope so. Thank you.